We come to the end of another day, and as the day draws to its close, so we also prepare to go to rest, to hopefully let go of all that worries us and spend some time in peaceful sleep. This time of rest is good and needed for body and soul. We cannot always be on the go. We need time for quiet, for time out. Our need for rest is a gracious gift, because it requires us to have a home, to depend on others, to recognize our own vulnerability. And so, as we come to the end of the day, we pray that we will lie down and sleep in peace, for the Lord our God alone makes us dwell in safety. And so the night can be a time of quiet and safety, like a peaceful room where we can be at rest. But the night can also be a time when we do not see clearly, when we are asleep to the reality of the world, when orgies and drunkenness take place, as Paul says. Maybe what we are warned about was well expressed in a musical. Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Helpless to resist the notes I write, for I compose the music of the night. Close your eyes, for your eyes will only tell the truth, and the truth isn't what you want to see. In the dark, it is easy to pretend that the truth is what it ought to be. Softly, deftly, music shall caress you. Hear it, fear it, secretly possess you. Open up your mind, let your fantasies unwind. This darkness which you know you cannot fight. The darkness of the music of the night. The night distorts our senses and our judgment. Darkness makes us blind to what is clearly seen by day. There's fear at night, possibly even evil. The world we live in often tends towards this darkness, this blindness, this evil. And so in this dark world, as followers of Jesus, we are encouraged to put aside the deeds of darkness and to put on the armor of light. We need to see and follow the truth. We need to flee evil. And we need to remain sober. We need to be children of the light. But here on earth, darkness will repeatedly envelop us in the metaphorical and in the literal sense. We need God's light to walk through the darkness, to drive away the fear, to see the truth and to leave behind sin. As children of the light, we need not fear the darkness. And so as we come toward evening and the day is nearly over, we can walk in God's peace so that it will be a time of rest. For us then, night is not a time when we escape the light to fall into sin, but rather a time out from our busy lives, from the cares that may weigh heavily on us. We can focus again on Jesus, who is the light of the world. In this way, the physical night around us need not be a spiritual darkness, but rather a time dedicated in prayer when we are refreshed in body, mind, and soul. This is well expressed in a hymn by Fanny Crosby. Drawn is the curtain of the night. Oh, 'tis the sacred hour of rest. Sweet hour, I hail thee with delight. Thrice welcome to my weary breast. O God, to thee my fervent prayer I offer kneeling at thy feet. The humbly breathed, O deign to hear. Smile on me from the mercy seat. While angels round their watches keep, whose harps thy praise unceasing swell, I lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou in safety makest me dwell. Drawn is the curtain of the night, thou bidst creation silent be, and now with holy calm delight, Father, I would commune with thee. Shepherd of Israel, deign to keep and guard my soul from every ill. Thus will I lay me down and sleep, for thou in safety makest me dwell.